This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. This talk will concern the Sedevacantist priests who reject the Catholic dogma, outside the Church there is no salvation. In the last talk, we discussed how the Society of St. Pius X denies this dogma. We also covered some of the dogmatic definitions that the Church has issued on this topic, which all declared that there is no salvation outside the Catholic Church, and always excluded all exceptions. We also discussed how the Church never made any exceptions for ignorance or anything else in any of these infallible dogmatic definitions. Now I will cover how this important dogma, which has been defined so many times by the Church, is denied by, unfortunately, almost every Sedevacantist priest out there. The first thing I want to quote comes from Father Dennis Fahey, a popular pre-Vatican II author who died many years ago. In his book, The Kingship of Christ and the Conversion of the Jewish Nation, 1953, on page 52, Father Dennis Fahey says that, quote, "It is possible that a member of the Jewish nation who rejects our Lord may have the supernatural life which God wishes to see in every soul," end quote. And he goes on to say that a Jew who rejects the Lord Jesus can be good with the goodness that God wants. And so he clearly indicates that a Jew who rejects Jesus Christ can have the state of justification, the supernatural life of grace. This is blatantly heretical, as we covered. It's contrary to the Council of Florence. I'm citing this because it's an example of how this dogma began to be denied in the years before Vatican II, infallible sources, and by priests offering the traditional sacraments. And the heresy that Fahey utters is not only condemned by the Church, but it's contrary to the whole message of Scripture. I will come back to that point, but what's important to understand is that what he says is accepted by basically all the Sedevacantist priests. They would all agree with this. For instance, Bishop Robert McKenna, a somewhat well-known Sedevacantist bishop who performs exorcisms, he specifically indicated in correspondence with myself that he agrees with what Father Fahey said. On November 25th, 2004, he wrote a letter to me in which he stated that he, quote, "could not agree more with what Father Fahey says," and that, quote, "Father Fahey, in these words, is in fact recognizing baptism of desire," end quote. So, for Bishop McKenna and those who think like him, Jews who reject Christ being saved is simply an example of, quote, "baptism of desire." Our book, which is available from VaticanCatholic.com, covers the history of the so-called baptism of desire issue. It's an idea that the Church has never taught. It's an idea that was taught by certain Church men, and others rejected it. It's not compatible with the infallible teaching of the Church, but most importantly, baptism of desire, as it was believed by some saints, only included people who know of Christ, believe in the Trinity and the Incarnation, not any member of another religion, not those ignorant of the gospel. So this is a total perversion of what even some saints said about baptism of desire. No saint believed that a soul could be saved in another religion. In line with this heresy, we find Bishop Donald Sanborn. In his publication years ago, Sacerdotium 5, Sanborn explicitly stated that, quote, "If by some mystery of providence and predestination, they," referring to pagans and idolaters, "are united to the soul of the Church and by desire to its body, it is in spite of their paganism and idolatry," end quote. So he explicitly indicates that pagans and idolaters can be united to the Church. He also explicitly told a friend of ours, when asked about these issues, that a Jew who rejects Christ can be saved. He would therefore also have to include Muslims who reject Christ, Buddhists who reject Christ, etc. Before proceeding, it's quite interesting to note that Bishop Sanborn and those like him frequently condemn the Vatican II heresy, which, quote, "places the Novus Ordites in communion with everything, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, Spiritists, Jews, great thumb worshippers," end quote. And he says and condemns the idea that they are in communion with all these different members of false religions, which the Vatican II Church teaches by John Paul II's heresy that Christ unites himself with every man, even those who don't have any faith in the gospel or Christ himself. So he's condemning the notion of being united with members of these false religions who don't believe in Christ, yet embraces that very heresy when explaining how people and which people he believes are saved. In a sermon on February 17th, 2008, Bishop Sanborn repeated the same heresy.
False religions are an abomination in the sight of God. And if someone is saved who is in those false religions, it has nothing to do with that false religion. It has to do with the grace of God and their ignorance.
So it's undeniable. He believes that souls can be saved in false religions. And that is blatantly heretical and condemned by the Church. Pope Gregory XVI, Summo Iugiter Studio, 1832, quote, "Some of these misguided people attempt to persuade themselves and others that men are not saved only in the Catholic religion, but that even heretics may attain eternal life," end quote. Father Anthony Cicada and Bishop Daniel Dolan are also priests who are in working communion with Bishop Sanborn and believe the exact same thing. Their false view of ignorance requires them to accept the idea that souls can be saved in any religion, just as Lefebvre believes, Sanborn believes, etc. In a telephone conversation, Father Cicada confirmed, when asked, that he believes Jews and members of other religions can be saved. In our July 3, 2007 archived radio program, we documented how Bishop Dolan believes the same thing. The Society of St. Pius V, another similar independent priestly society, also accepts and believes the same heresy. Father Baumberger stated right in the presence of Brother Michael Diamond that Buddhists can be saved. In the winter 2005 edition of their publication, The Roman Catholic, on page 54, they field the question, quote, "Do Catholics believe that non-Catholics cannot be saved?" Answer, no. So they boldly assert exactly the opposite of what the Church has defined. They also state repeatedly in their publication that non-Catholics who are not formal members of the Church can be saved. That's their euphemistic way of saying that members of other religions can be saved. They put this forward by citing other priests as well. In fact, in their publication, they cite a priest named Fenton in their fall 2003 page 7 publication, who argued that it's inconceivable that all the non-Catholics who have died in the history of the Church, that none of them were saved, and that he, quote, "simply refuses to believe that hell is their eternal destiny," end quote, thereby boldly rejecting what the Church has defined. The CMRI, another independent group which has worked in the past with the priests I've mentioned, also denies the dogma. They published Bishop McKenna's article on the topic, The Boston Snare, in which he redefines the dogma, "Outside the Church there is no salvation." He says that it's simply a warning, not so much a doctrine, and that it must be understood as applying only to those who are, quote, "knowingly outside the Church." So, in other words, for McKenna, the dogma is not an infallible truth of heaven that declares that all non-Catholics will not be saved, but rather an encouragement, a warning, an admonition that they should become Catholic. But if they aren't convinced by its necessity or the Church's truthfulness, it doesn't apply to them. So if you are a Jew who is not convinced that Jesus Christ was the incarnate God, it doesn't apply to you. Or if you're a Muslim who's convinced that Muhammad was a prophet, it doesn't apply to you. He therefore asserts pure modernist filth, which is equivalent to the modernist condemned heresy that dogmas are not truths fallen from heaven, but a kind of interpretation. It is a clear rejection of papal infallibility, and it's put forward in the CMRI's publication because they believe the same thing. I have personally spoken with numerous members of the CMRI who told me that Jews who reject Christ can be saved, and indicated that souls can be saved in false religions. They also published an article called The Salvation of Those Outside the Church, which taught similar heresies. That is, word for word, contrary to the dogma, "Outside the Church there is no salvation." It's equivalent to publishing an article, quote, "The original sin Mary had," because it's directly contrary to a defined dogma. Father Kevin Valancourt, another independent Sedevacantist priest, accepts and believes the same heresy, that souls can be saved in false religions. In his book, I Baptize with Water, he explicitly indicates on page 17 that pagans, quote, can be saved, and that an Indian Buddhist or Pakistani Muslim and others would be examples of people who can be saved. He therefore believes that souls can be saved in other religions. This heretic even argues on the next page that souls can be saved, quote, "outside the Church," word for word denying the dogma. Father Giardina from Alabama explicitly told me in a conversation that he believes it's possible that a rabbi who rejects Christ can be saved, that he doesn't know who is saved, therefore anyone could be saved in any religion. Father Martin Stepanek, an old independent Sede Vacantist priest who claims to be a Franciscan, is also a heretic who rejects this dogma. In the following clip, he addresses and then rejects what the Church has defined, that all who die as non-Catholics are not saved, and even says, blasphemously, that the Church has never taught that. Ever seen the Council of Florence?
That is of incredibly asserting that all who are not formal and visible members of the Church, and this would mean all Protestants, all Orthodox, all Jews, all Muslims, all pagans of every brand or color or nationality, are automatically excluded from eternal salvation. But this is something which the Church has never taught and never will teach.